Welcome to Icons and Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Vladimir Morrison, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. Today's program is a continuation of a program heard previously, featuring the all-night vigil service in honor of the Vladimir icon of the Mother of God. This miracle-working icon, revered for the many times it delivered the Russian people and the Russian nation from various disasters and foreign invasions, is considered the patroness of the Russian land. On the last program, we heard selections from the vesperal portion of the all-night vigil. Today's program will focus on hymns from matins. We will open with the Troparion, or theme song of the feast. Today the glorious city of Moscow is radiant with joy, for it has received your miracle-working icon, O Lady. As we approach to venerate it, we pray to you crying out, O wondrous Lady and Mother of God, beseech Christ our God who was born of you, that he protect this city and all Christian cities and lands from every attack of the enemy, and save our souls, since he is merciful. This will be followed by Alexander Arkhangelsky's Praise the Name of the Lord. The choir of the St. Nicholas Church at the Tretyakov Gallery in Moscow is under the direction of Alexei Puzakov.
Thank you.
Next, we hear a particularly beloved hymn called the Magnification. We magnify you, O Most Holy Virgin, Maiden chosen by God, and we venerate your holy image. In Russia, this hymn is traditionally sung by the choir of clergy, and then repeated by the church choir and the entire assembly, sometimes numbering thousands of people. On this recording, after the initial singing of the hymn by the male choir, we hear the women's choir sing the second portion of the Magnification with a familiar text, "More honorable than the cherubim and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim. Without corruption you gave birth to God the Word. True Mother of God, we magnify you." Following the Magnification, we will hear a unison Znamini chant, setting of the Festal Matins hymn, From My Youth. We heard the Magnification to the ancient and venerable Vladimir, icon of the Mother of God, and a unison setting of the hymn From My Youth, sung in a manner similar to the way it would have been sung 850 years ago, when this icon, ascribed to the hand of Apostle Luke himself, was first brought to the Russian land. Next, we listen to excerpts from the Canon, a lengthy poetic hymn in honor of the Mother of God. I will open my lips and be filled with the Holy Spirit, and shall sing a hymn of praise to the Mother of God and Queen. The chanter then reads verses relating the wonder-filled history of the icon's origins and miracles. To each verse, the choir sings the refrain, O Most Holy Mother of God, save us. Once again, we hear the choir of St. Nicholas Church under the direction of Alexei Puzakov. We heard excerpts from the Canon to the Mother of God in a setting by Pavel Chesnokov. Now, as we come to the close of our program featuring the all-night vigil service in honor of the Vladimir icon of the Mother of God, we will hear, appropriately enough, a setting of the hymn My Soul Magnifies the Lord, known as the Magnificat. The musical composition is by the 20th-century Belarusian composer Alexei Turinkov. The choir of St. Nicholas Church at the Moscow Tretyakov Gallery is under the direction of Alexei Puzakov.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Icons and Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. If you would like to receive information on how you can obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, please call 1-800-326-3132. That's 1-800-326-3132. Please ask for program number 120. This is your host, Vladimir Morrison, thanking you for listening and inviting you to tune in again next week at this time for another program of Icons in Sound.